Creative Access Audio Tour, Chapter 1, Physically Entering the Space. When approaching Grunt Gallery at 350 East 2nd Avenue from the accessible drop-off on Great Northern Way, follow the sidewalk to the building's main entrance. Turn left at the entrance and you'll find us at the first exterior door, Unit 116. A low-grade ramp leads from our front double doors with automatic door buttons at waist and ankle level on a post to the right. Be cautious of the small lip at the threshold, a potential tripping hazard. Excluding Thursdays, masks are now optional and only recommended indoors at Grunt. If you forgot yours, we have extras near the entrance and will not enforce their use outside of Thursdays for low sensory and voice-off visiting hours. Welcome to Grunt Gallery. We are situated on the occupied, stolen, and ancestral territory of the Holkominum and Squamish-speaking peoples, specifically the lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples and families. We are grateful to be here. The current show has two installations built up from the ground and jutting from the wall. There is a wide space to walk through the center of the gallery, and all work is cane detectable and touchable. If you require assistance and are not greeted by staff upon entry, please call for help. Staff are in the office and will assist you as soon as possible. We are always happy to walk the show with you. The public gallery space is a white cube with 20-foot walls on three sides and a 12-foot south wall that opens at the top for 8 feet before reaching the ceiling, providing light to the loft office space beyond. The office is not visible from the gallery, except for a large convex mirror that allows staff to see visitors. A tone rings when people enter the space. On low sensory and voice off Thursdays, a staff member will be available but will not greet you, allowing you to move at your own pace. If you are non-visual, low vision, or blind, call out for help anytime. If you are sighted, please silently approach a staff member. Staff will respond either through text-to-speech or will speak softly to assist you to preserve the quiet atmosphere and low-sensory programming. We have hard-of-hearing staff on site, so a visual wave may be required to get their attention.